In these tough economic times, when limited staff and fiscal resources could severely restrict the management of Illinois' natural resources, strong and effective partnerships have become absolutely critical. Fortunately, the Department of Natural Resources continues to develop and maintain essential working partnerships with a number of federal natural resource agencies. Many of those partnerships have created a synergistic effect, accomplishing far more than the combined efforts of the individuals. Simply put, we get more bang for the buck when we work together. DNR works with numerous federal agencies to provide enhanced services that benefit hunters, anglers, boaters, property owners, and visitors to our state parks. Here are just a few. Two of the programs within the U.S. Department of Interior's Fish and Wildlife Service are well known to the sporting community. The Federal Aid and Wildlife Restoration Program is supported by an excise tax on sporting arms, ammunition, archery equipment, and handguns. And the Federal Aid and Sport Fishing Restoration Program is supported by excise taxes and import duties on sport fishing equipment, motorboat and small engine fuels, and pleasure boats. But our partnerships with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service go much further. Working together, we undertake projects as diverse as battling aquatic nuisance species, creating fish passages, protecting endangered species, disease testing, promoting clean vessels, and partnering to manage lands such as Lost Mound National Wildlife Refuge along the Cache River. Also within the Department of the Interior is the U.S. Geological Survey, our partner in a multitude of programs, including the important Stream Gauging Program, which provides information used in forecasting floods and detecting changes in stream flow due to human activities or climate change. The DNR Office of Mines and Minerals and the U.S. Department of Interior's Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement work in partnership to protect the public health and safety of the state's natural resources from the potential impacts of coal mining operations. OSM funds the OMM Abandoned Mines Land Reclamation Division to eliminate safety hazards and environmental degradation at abandoned mine sites, and a portion of the OMM Land Reclamation Division to operate the regulatory program for the active mining industry. These funds have also been used to protect water quality by reclaiming coal processing waste and acid water. The OSM provides funding for OMM technical specialists and mine inspectors to review permits, mining plans, and environmental impacts, and to inspect mine operations. Partnering with DNR through the U.S. Department of Agriculture are the Forest Service, Farm Service Agency, and Natural Resources Conservation Service. In addition to working with Forest Service to manage Mandewa National Tallgrass Prairie and the Shawnee National Forest, DNR administers the resources allocated Illinois for forestry assistance and urban and community forestry programs. The Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service coordinate a number of land management programs administered in Illinois by DNR, including the Conservation Reserve Program, Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, Environmental Quality Incentives Program, Wetlands Reserve Program, and the Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program. In partnership with the Corps of Engineers, a branch of the U.S. Department of Defense, DNR is able to undertake ecosystem restoration programs and coordinate construction projects designed to reduce urban flood damage. Also related to flooding, monies obtained through the Federal Emergency Management Agency are used within the state for implementing local assistance through the National Flood Insurance Program and to modernize Illinois' floodplain maps. FEMA supports the critical statewide dam safety program and, when natural disasters strike DNR properties, reimburse the state for costs associated with cleanup and repair. Working with the U.S. Coast Guard, Illinois is able to provide quality boat safety education courses and maintain navigational aids on our waterways. Public-private partnerships also are a key element in resource protection and management. The Middle Mississippi River Partnership, for example, created to confront the severe flooding issue that rose to national attention during the costly 1993 flood, has proved a huge success. Planning and partnering with such agencies as the Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, DNR also worked with private groups such as Ducks Unlimited and the National Wild Turkey Federation to acquire, protect, and manage more than 6,700 acres of public lands between St. Louis and Cairo. Partnerships with our federal, local, and private agencies not only provide greater results for everyone who cares about natural resources of Illinois, they are an increasingly essential modern reality.